It's a Monday, and that means it's time for Mondays with Mo, our weekly conversation with the Cardinals president of baseball operations. Well, a lot to get into. Major League debut tonight for Daniel Ponce de Leon. Mike Schilt's first week as a manager in the big leagues. Injury updates and more all coming up. Mondays with Mo is presented by Ryan Kelly and by the good folks at Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies, employing over 14,000 of your family, friends, and neighbors. Schnucks, loyal to the companies they serve.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Mondays with Mo, and our chance to visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. And Mo, as always, we appreciate you doing this. I know the fans especially appreciate your time. Initial impressions thus far of Mike Schilt. What have you thought?
Well, good morning. I feel like, you know, overall it's been positive. I mean, certainly, like, you would have loved to have taken three out of the five games up in Chicago or even more, but, you know, for the most part, I think we played well. There were certain, you know, aspects of that series that definitely stand out that weren't positive, and I think part of what you're seeing out of Mike Schilt is the understanding of that. And, you know, it's tough to manage when you don't have a lot of confidence in certain parts of that bullpen. And I think, you know, that's something that between, you know, now and the next week we have to address. So going to certainly look at all our options and what makes the most sense. But, you know, currently the path we're on, it's going to be frustrating for everybody involved. But, you know, my overall impressions with Mike is he's done a very good job. You know, I've known him a long time. I'm not overly surprised, but I think for people that aren't familiar with who he is and what he's about, I think in the end are going to be impressed.
Give me an idea, Mo, and our fans of his managerial style, if you will, if you can try to encompass watching him over the years and what he likes to do. What are some of the things that we'll see in the next couple of months from Mike Schilt?
Boy, if I had to sum it up in a sentence, he manages to win. You know, one of the things, like, when you're a minor league manager, a lot of times it's development over winning. And sometimes I used to always get on him a little bit on finding that right balance. But, you know, he understands how to manage aggressively and how to give himself or give the club the best chance of winning. And so, you know, I think when people watch him, he's, you know, he's smart. He's someone that pays attention to all the details. And I don't think you'll find the game moves too quick for him.
I'm not sure in baseball there will be a better story tonight, win, lose, or draw for the Cardinals, than seeing Daniel Ponce de Leon return to the mound in a major league game. He was here earlier, as you know, but didn't pitch, and now he makes his major league debut. Give me your emotions with this, Mo, having seen this young man go through so much with brain surgery 14 months ago in the ICU and now making a major league start tonight. What's it like for you?
Well, I think it's an incredible story in the sense that it would have been very easy to quit, just to move on. And people that were close to Daniel know that not only did he not quit, I mean, he was like jumping into therapy right away. And right when that was happening, it was, are you going to have a normal life, let alone play baseball again? And then I just remember having the trainers call me late July, early August, saying, like, you know, he's going to be able to do some baseball stuff this summer. What should we do with him? And I was just shocked to know that he had gone that far. And now to see him get an opportunity to pitch at the major league level, to get the start tonight, it's really come full circle. And, you know, he's one of those guys that last spring, I remember thinking that he was a guy that I thought was going to pitch out of our bullpen in 2017 at some point. And then, of course, the injury happened, and I didn't know what you were going to get out of him moving forward. But more importantly, when you look at where he is today, he's come back. He's put himself back on that map, and couldn't be more happy for him.
For fans that maybe that haven't seen him, can you describe what type of pitcher he is and what he features?
You know, he's a classic sort of fastball slider guy, has a changeup. Fastball will be anywhere between 94 and 96. Hopefully he's not over-amped up for this start, but he can control those emotions. And the big thing for him is he's got to get ahead, pound the strike zone. You hear that theme a lot, but when you look at guys that have success in this league, that's what they're doing. And, you know, for him, I think, you know, the ability to do that at AAA this past year has been a big step for him. And, you know, I think tonight is going to be mostly about him being able to control those emotions, stay within himself, and give himself a chance to go deep into a game.
Mo, when you look at baseball this day and age, I talk about it all the time. I mean, it's scary. We saw Robbie Ray get hit in the head with a Luke Voit ball that came off the bat at about 105 miles an hour, I think it was. And it seems like every day you get comebackers with strong guys that are hitting the ball harder than ever. Has Major League Baseball thought about doing anything, if they can, to try to protect the pitchers even more? Is that talked about at all?
It is talked about. I don't think there's any concrete solutions on what's the best strategy for this. But, you know, clearly it's a dangerous game at times. You know, as you can imagine, when you're up at the plate, fastballs can ride in. It can be scary. The difference is they have a helmet, pitcher does not. And so, you know, ultimately having a solution for this is going to be something that everybody has to think through. But, you know, when you look at the risk of this, it's very real. And the thing that's sort of interesting, too, is, you know, that injury to Ponce happened at AAA. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that you don't see or hear about because it's not at the big league level. But it is something that you have to be concerned about.
Austin Gomber goes tomorrow. How does the organization view Austin Moe? Is he a long-term reliever, or do you look at him as being a guy that eventually would work himself into the rotation at some point in his career?
Well, I certainly think he's capable of starting at the major league level, but I also think it's going to come down to maybe what we need most. But, you know, certainly exciting for him to get that start, and, you know, he's earned it. He's pitched very well, and you know, clearly, even after this start, if we have to put him in the bullpen, I think we're going to have to be open-minded to that, but you know, I think he's a young guy with a lot of confidence, has that breaking ball to get people out, and, you know, I think he has the durability that he could pitch in the rotation.
I get asked about it all the time. I'm sure you're asked around town when you're out and about, but Matt Carpenter is on fire. How did he turn his season around as you evaluate Matt Carpenter?
Yeah, it really is remarkable because you think back to middle of May and what he was doing, and, you know, there was certainly a lot of frustration, but you know, I think he just realized that he had been through a few rough stretches in his career, and he bounced back. And I think just from an internal confidence standpoint, he got it. But, you know, clearly, you know, when you look at the impact or the success he's had since that day, it's quite remarkable. I mean, he certainly has to be in the MVP-type conversation just on the pure numbers. Now we got to get our team playing better, so he will then pick up a few more votes because you got to have team success to win an MVP.
Have you seen a Cardinal in your time with the organization locked in a stretch of games like he just had? Have you ever seen it?
Oh, I'm sure Pujols was like that at some point. My memory of Pujols seemed like it was from day one to the day he left. But, you know, I'm somewhat joking, but he was definitely the type of player that could carry a team.
I'm going to ask you, too, about some injury updates, if you will. Michael Wacha, Adam Wainwright, and Carlos Martinez. Let's start with Michael Wacha. Where is he at right now?
Yeah, not a whole lot to update on Wacha or Waino. You know, they're progressing, but it's not to where we're, you know, cleared for baseball. And in terms of Carlos, I am encouraged that this is not going to be an extended period. And the reason we decided to put him on the DL was because we have that off day Thursday. So ultimately, we're hoping that this is just 10 days.
Mo, we appreciate your time on Mondays. As always, we'll speak to you next Monday.
Sound good, Dan. Thank you.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. It was easy for me to team with Schnucks. I'm from St. Louis, and I'm loyal to our hometown teams. And so is Schnucks. They're a local company that supports other local companies, the farmers and families that nourish our lives and make our community great. Just like the Zimmerman family from Vandalia, Illinois, who grow the best cantaloupe in the Midwest. Schnucks is grown in St. Louis and loyal to local. That's why I'm loyal to Schnucks. Support local and shop at Schnucks. Many thanks to John Mozeliak and the good folks at Schnucks and Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. A reminder that there's baseball tonight on Fox Sports Midwest, and a game preview will be coming your way this afternoon on Scoops with DannyMac.com.